And he said, Now also let it be according unto your words. He with whom it is found shall be my servant, and ye shall be blameless. And the men said unto her, We will be blameless of this thine oath which thou hast made us swear. And Samson said concerning them, Now shall I be more blameless than the Philistines, though I do them a displeasure. Or have ye not read in the law how that on the Sabbath days the priests in the temple profane the Sabbath and are blameless? And they were both righteous before God, walking in all the commandments and ordinances of the Lord blameless, who shall also confirm you unto the end, that ye may be blameless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ, that ye may be blameless and harmless, the sons of God, without rebuke in the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as lights in the world, concerning zeal, persecuting the church, touching the righteousness which is in the law, blameless. And the very God of peace sanctify you wholly. And I pray God, your whole spirit and soul and body be preserved blameless unto the coming of our Lord Jesus Christ. A bishop, then, must be blameless, the husband of one wife, vigilant, sober, of good behavior, given to hospitality, apt to teach. And let these also first be proved, then let them use the office of a deacon, being found blameless. And these things give in charge, that they may be blameless. If any be blameless, the husband of one wife, having faithful children, not accused of riot or unruly. For a bishop must be blameless as a steward of God, not self-willed, not soon angry, not given to wine, no striker, not given to filthy lucre. Wherefore, beloved, seeing that ye look for such things, be diligent that ye may be found of him in peace, without spot and blameless.